This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. They open up the Husker Harvest Day show tomorrow, and we'll note the comparison with the Farm Progress show. In fact, Husker never would have come to pass had it not been for the Farm Progress Show. I'll talk about that coming up after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. The Climate Field View platform gives you the tools to listen more clearly. Manage your entire farm in one easy-to-use digital tool. Streamline your operation and get the most out of every acre by collecting your data in one place and evaluating crop performance to find out what works and what doesn't. With these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to maximize your yield and profitability. And now, you can get the first 12 months of your FieldView Plus subscription and a FieldView Drive starter kit for free. Contact your local dealer or go to climate.com/free-trial to learn more. Some restrictions apply. Offer valid through 8/31/2019. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
It's inevitable when you go to the Husker Harvest Day show, which opens tomorrow at Grand Island, Nebraska, to make that comparison with the Farm Progress show. Operated by the same company, it is the younger and smaller, I guess you could say, cousin to the Farm Progress Show. But it's interesting to see how Husker started more than 40 years ago. Some leaders at the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Chamber of Commerce and the Agriculture Community of Central Nebraska identified the need for a regional farm show. The original dream is attributed to a gentleman by the name of Dick Good of the Chamber of Commerce. Dick envisioned an experimental farm that the Grand Island community and the University of Nebraska could develop as a showplace for agriculture. And the Chamber of Commerce Agriculture Committee at Grand Island became the catalyst for the conversations and the resulting development. The Ag Committee members were aware back in the 70s of the Farm Progress Show, which at that time rotated between Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. And three members of that Chamber of Commerce at Grand Island traveled to the Farm Progress Show. They wanted to see what it was like, and then they worked diligently along with other Ag Committee members for 8 years to research, plan, and coordinate the show in central Nebraska. Then in 1977, the Agriculture Institute of Nebraska was formed as a nonprofit corporation for, among other things, promoting and developing agriculture and developing production techniques, improving and developing agriculture products. The vision those leaders had was remarkable. And today, Husker Harvest, which opens tomorrow for 3 days, is the world's largest totally irrigated working outdoor farm show. I'll be back after this.